Vai, costa lá. Pensamos de 7. Allah ma sha'ari rahmatullahi. Allah ma Abdul Wahab sha'ari rahmatullahi. Was in the 9th century, Islamic century, and was a very senior, great mashayikh. He was not only a great Sufi, one of the greatest Sufis, as well as a faqih, also a muhaddis. He was a master of all mazhabs. And when I say mazhabs, I'm not referring to the four mazhabs only. In the early days, there existed numerous mazhabs, dozens of mazhabs, valid mazhabs of Haqq. But with the passage of time, these mazhabs faded away. Because lack of followers, it just faded away. So Allama Shahrani Rahmatullah, he offers some nasihat, which is very relevant to us in our time also. All nasihat of the elders, all times relevant, but some of the nasihat apply particularly to certain ages. So we need some of his nasihat, and inshallah discuss them. سلف صالحین رضی اللہ عنہ کے اخلاق میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ وہ ہر قول و فعل میں توقف فرماتے جب تک اس کو کتاب و سنت سے نہ توڑ لیتے. He says that one of the characteristics or attributes, moral character of the Salaf-e-Salihin. Salaf-e-Salihin refers to the awliya, the fuqaha of the former times, especially of the first three ages of Islam, the age of the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in. So one of their outstanding features was that they would not make haste in acting on any action. They would not embark on any action or make any statement without first weighing it on the scale of the Sharia, of the Quran and the Sunnah, whether it conforms to the Quran or the Sunnah. Does not conform, the slightest diversion from the Sunnah, then they would bypass it and not make amal on it, nor do they even utter any statement which they feel is not in conflict with the Sunnah. مشائخ اپنے اقوال و افعال میں محض لوگوں کے عمل پر اکتفا نہ کرتے. He makes a very significant statement there. He says the mashayikh would not suffice and on the statements and the actions of the people. He said that the mashayikh would not accept any action or any statement from the people and act accordingly. The people here, when he says people here, he means Allah mashayikh, means the sheikhs of before this time also. It's referred to people, doesn't refer to ordinary people, refer to mashayikh, great sheikhs of the Sawf. He said that the Salaf-e-Salihin in their times, they would not act on the statements and the actions of even mashayikh above them before, unless they weighed those statements, those actions on the scale of the Sharia. کیونکہ ممکن ہے کہ وہ قول یا فعل من جملہ ان بدعات کے ہو جن کو تائید قرآن کو تائید قرآن اور سنت و حدیث سے نہ ہوتی بیکاز دیر از اے پاسبلٹی ڈسپائٹ دس ایکشن دس عمل بینگ فرام اے سینئر شیخ دیر از اے پاسبلٹی دیٹ اٹ از ناٹ سبسٹینشیٹڈ بائی دا قرآن اینڈ بائی دا سنہ. Now this, although that did not exist in a Kerala on a big scale in the age of Salafi-Salihin, but by the time of the era of Allama Shaharin, rahmatullahi, which was the 9th century, there many bid'at had crept into tasawuf, many numerous bid'at, and this bid'at had become entrenched as a result of the muridin committing excesses in the amal and the azkar and the mamulat of the sheikh. Now they will hear also, they say, no, the, such a great sheikh, so great sheikh, this was his amal, this was the way he acted, as if the action of the sheikh supersedes the sharia. They all cite the sharia. They say, no, this is the act of our sheikh. The act of the sheikh, it is acceptable only if it conforms to the sharia. Allah Ta'ala warning us, the ummah, about this deviation. He says, اتخذوا أخبارهم رهبابهم أخبارهم رهبابهم أربابا من دون الله. That means the Ummah, the Muslim of Bani Israel, the time of Musa alayhi salam and before, they were the Muslim Ummah. They take their Ahbar, and the Rahman, in other words, the Ulama and the Rahman, the Buzruks. They take them for gods besides Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, a very senior Sahabi, and he was among them, ulama of Israel, ulama of the Torah, he accepted Islam. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the meaning of this. See, our people did not worship us. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, whatever your ulama said, did the people accept it? Everything. If something was haram and they gave a fatwa, it's halal. Or something is halal and they gave a fatwa, haram. Would they accept it? So you say, Ya Rasulullah, they would accept whatever we say. That is how intelligent the man will be, he'll accept. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that is the meaning of this ayah. They blindly followed now their ulama. Allah Ta'ala has given aql, intelligence, to every mu'min. And if that mu'min has got ikhlas in him, he's sincere, he's got ikhlas, he wants to make his islah, and he wants the haq, then he will be guided by Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, istafti qalbak, that seek a fatwa from your heart. Seek a fatwa from your heart. If you are sincere, then your iman will agitate. Now your conscience will agitate. This Maulana is telling me this, but there's something wrong in there. You may not be able to explain it and argue with him because of the technicalities which he will present in order to justify his erroneous fatwa. But your heart will rebel against it. So these are saying, istafti qalbak. Al-ithmu ma'haqa nafsika. Sin is that which bothers your conscience. Your conscience will agitate. Allah Ta'ala is created in the heart, in the iman, the ruh of every mu'min. A guard, a safeguard, that if something is wrong, something is in conflict with the sharia, then automatically you'll feel, your conscience will alert you. So Allama Shaharan Alhamdulillah says that the genuine Mashaikh, they would not accept anything that has come their way. They will scale it on the scale, on the standard of the Sharia. Hadith mein aaya hai, ka qayamat us waqt tak qaim nahi hogi, jab tak sunnat ja baja bidat na ho jaye. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, comes in the Hadith, that qayamat will not come, will not be established, will not arrive until such time that all over, in every place we find, bidat has become sunnat. Bidat has become sunnat, everyone will believe that. Why? Because my Hazrat said, this was my amal of my Hazrat, my Sheikh, this amal. Yahan tak ke agar bidat chori jaye, to log kehenge ke sunnat chor di gayi. The people then will say, if a bid'at is abandoned, if anything from the bid'at is abandoned, given up, the people will say, this person has abandoned the sunnah. That you will find this is common in our society, in the ummah nowadays. If you abandon something, or you inform the people, this act which you are doing, the thing, it's in conflict with the sunnah. They give me all the proofs from the kutub. But they say, no, this was the amal of our sheikh. It's the amal of your sheikh, but this is the amal of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the amal of the sahaba, this is the amal of the salafis-salihin. That they put it aside, and they will dogmatically follow this because there's nafsanity in it. That reason is appealing. And this is a portion of the hadith, but the other portion is not mentioned there, just mention it. Then the sahaba asked, they asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who had narrated this hadith, he said, Mata'ata alaikum, when will that happen? When the bidat will be regarded as sunnat, and if somebody abandons bidat, they will say, that the sunnah has been abandoned. He said, "Ida dhahabat ulama'ukum, when your ulama have departed, there are no more ulama left. Ida dhahabat ulama'ukum, wa kathrat qurra'ukum, your ulama will be departed. Hardly any ulama left. Ulama haq will be left, but the qaris will be in abundance. You see now this qiraat jalsa upon qiraat, the making a mockery of the Quran." Jalsa is a brother of Kirat, come from all over the show, getting Qaris, Fusaq, Fajir Qaris, clean shaven Qaris, in public halls and having competitions, making a mockery of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala's Quran has come for Hidayat, to guide us, to guide mankind, and is used for mockery, giving all prizes, etc. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَكَثْرَ قُرَّاكُمْ. And the Quran, the Qaris will be in abundance. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Aktharu munafiki ummati, qurra'uhum, qurra'uha." The majority, the most of the munafiks of my ummat, this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, most of the munafiks of my ummat are is Qaris. "Aktharu munafiki ummati, qurra'uha." So he says, "Dhabat ulama'akum, waya ulama'ati pass." وَكَثْرَ قُرَّعَكُمْ and your qaris are in abandonment. وَقَلَّتْ فُقَحَاءُكُمْ and your fuqaha will be very, very little. In other words, even amongst the few ulama haq which remain, who remain, they will be very, even in that small minority, there will be very few will be fuqaha, who will have fiqat, who will have true understanding of the deen, could do understand of the Quran and the Sunnah, and who will come within the purview of the Hadith. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Faqih al-wahid ashadu ala shaitan min alfi abid." That one faqih, he is sterner and harder on shaitan than 1,000 abidin, than 1,000 pious buzruks. Another Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Yazhabu salihuna, al-awwalu fal-awwal." that the Salihun, referring to the ulama haqqiya and the pious people, the genuine pious people, they will disappear one after the other. Al-awwalu fil-awwalu, in quick succession, they will leave this dunya. وَتَبْقَى خُفَالَةٌ. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then will remain what? The rubbish. Now this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was